Clack, clack, what's happening, y'all? Mitchy Slick and Exotic Pop, they teamed up. Killer Collabo, Cherry Lime Punch. Available at all the active spots in Southeast, you already know. Green Cat Liquor, Par Liquor, and Mike's Liquor. Listen, y'all, if you don't got expensive taste, this might not be for you, man. My shit costs a lot, man, but this shit fire. Mix it with all your favorite drinks. You already know, you got it right here. Cherry Lime Punch, Mitchy Slick, Exotic Pop. Catch me in the streets, yeah, that.
When they true to the man and not to the code, they notice the dedication to start to corrode. I wish I would have noticed before it started to unfold. Just think if I would have got blurred when them times that I wrote. Hey, V, these niggas playing, homie. But if they keep on playing,
no. Introduce yourself to the people.
You know what I'm saying? My name is Slick. You know what I'm saying? Out of Camp Nella Park. You know, coming on this live with the homies. You know what I'm saying? They reached out to me. You know what I'm saying? Want to hear the history of G Slick coming up in the city of Bompton. You know what I'm saying? Rosecrans.
Real talk, real talk. So for the people who don't even, you know, don't understand what you're saying, tell the people what part of L.A. you from and things of that nature.
I'm from the city of Compton, man, where, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to grow up and walk these streets, you know.
So how long have you been from, you know, your neighborhood? Have you grown up there, or did you move there, migrate?
Originally, all my family is from East L.A., they're Southsiders. All my family is Southsiders except me. I moved to Compton. On Rosecrans, right on Rosecrans when I was like 3 or 4 years old. You know what I'm saying? Ever since then, elementary, going to the park, you know, and I was, you know, I grew up, I was homegrown, you know, in the hood. You know, never got put on, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I was homegrown. You know, you like most of these youngsters want to be from a hood. They get mollywopped by 5, 6 niggas, and then they don't want to be from the hood no more because they stomp them out and beat them up. I had to go through that shit. I was, you know. I was originally from the sandbox, you know what I'm saying? Camp Nella Park boy, you know what I'm saying? I was a park boy. That's what they called themselves, park boys.
So what school did you go to? Because I know, you know, the schools, depending on where you from, you know.
Yeah, I went to McKinley. McKinley, I could just walk and hit the gate right there from where I stayed at in the apartments. I went to McKinley. And then after McKinley, I went to Vanguard. On San Pedro, you know, that was in the Anthus Park, so, you know what I'm saying, the Anthus Park Bloods, that's what Vanguard was out there. From Vanguard, they wouldn't let me check in Centennial. So I had to, when my mom stayed there, she moved from Compton. When my mom stayed there, I had to go to Covina High. So after that, I was on the bus anyways after school, you know, on the 480. To the Broadway bus, to 45, you know what I'm saying, all the way to Rosecrans. So I was back and forth, man. I got kicked out of there. Then I went to continuation in the hood, you know, on McKinley and 139th.
Okay. So are you still there, or have you moved out of the hood? I stay in
Crip neighborhood right now. You know, I stay in the Form Dogs. You know, I'm still in Compton, though. I ain't going to never leave Compton. You know what I'm saying? Where the roots is at. I ain't going to leave Compton, you know. I stay in the Form Dogs right now.
No doubt. So do you have any kids? Are your kids growing up?
I got kids and I got stepkids, you know. I got 5 kids of my own and a grandson. And then my stepkids, I got 4 of them. I got 4 of them and 3 grandkids out of them.
Wow. God bless, my brother. So, what advice would you give them about, you know, the gangs and things of that nature?
Right now, the advice to the youth is not. I mean, gang banging is for the birds. You know what I'm saying? Gang banging ain't what it used to be when I came up. When I came up, it was a family thing. You know, we was united. You know, the Pyrus was united. I could walk up and down Rosecrans in different hoods to neighborhood Pyrus, the West Side Pyrus, the Fruit Towns, the Cedar Blocks, the Treetops, the Elm Streets on the east side, the Ludus Parks, the Mob, and we was accepted, you know what I'm saying, because we was Paru, you know what I'm saying? Now, these days, we beefing amongst our own, you know what I'm saying, over the smallest shit in the world, you know what I'm saying? They misrepresenting the P, you know, because back when I was coming up, man, it was unity. I could go in any neighborhood and be accepted and be like, that's the homie from Campanella. Now you go in different hoods and you out of bounds. Like, I don't know that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing. They don't even represent the Paru card like it's supposed to be represented no more. You know, so for the youth, don't follow our footsteps, man. Do not follow our footsteps. It ain't what it seems to be, man. I learned the hard way. And everybody do learn the hard way. Because, you know, when you think... You claim in the neighborhood, you go put in work for your neighborhood, and then, God forbid, you get caught up, and then you go to jail. Ain't nobody there for you. Right. Your homies ain't there for you. You know what I'm saying? All you gonna hear is free such and such, free such and such. But you got certain few that will put a couple of dollars on your books, but that's gonna play out. Depends how much time you got. And then, if you got a girl, she gonna be with you so long, then she's gonna, you know, step off. But all you got is your family, man. Your family. Right. You don't wanna go to the jailhouse, to the county jail, the penitentiary, represent a hood that really don't care about you, that you're locked up. It's out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm saying? Until you touch down. Then when you touch down, the homie touch down with you, they wanna drink and smoke blunts with you. You touching down with no money, homie. You can't make no money in there. You know what I'm saying? You don't got no benefits going in there. You don't get no pension going in there. So to the youth out there, man, really use your mind, man. Stay in school and learn your ABDs and get a good job. You know what I'm saying? Support your family if you got one. You know, me, I'm fortunate. You know what I'm saying? Because I got it out the mud. You know what I'm saying? I was selling drugs, selling T-shirts. I was getting how I could get it. And, you know, I met my wife, you know what I'm saying? I met this woman, and she was the first one to give me house keys, you know what I'm saying? Because all these other chicken heads, you know what I'm saying, put a nigga out, you know what I'm saying? Because if a nigga come home too late, nigga close out on the porch and shit, and, you know, because that wasn't a place that I could call mine. But the woman I'm with now, she's the first one that gave me house keys, man, like, shit. You know, it's something better out there than selling drugs and gang banging, and that really opened my eyes up. And that was the first job I got like 7 years ago, man. I was making so much money selling drugs that I didn't need no job. You know what I'm saying? I make $3,000-$4,000 a day, a couple of hours. Then I go get a 9-to-5 paying $10.50 an hour, and I'm fighting with myself. I don't need no motherfucking job. I'm a drug dealer. I'm a gangster.
Right. You know? Right.
until somebody snitch on you.
Right. Speaking of that, have you ever served any time in prison?
Nah, not in the pen. I only made it to the county, homie. I did county time. You know what I'm saying? That's why they call me Slick. You know what I'm saying?
I got the
right to remain silent. And some of y'all got to practice that. You got the right to remain silent, man. When they come get you, you don't got to talk to these cats, homie. Go to your cell. Send me to my cell. I don't give a fuck up. They throwing life at you. Send me to my motherfucking cell. I got the right to remain silent. Man, and they got to honor that. And most of these young cats right now, they get scared, homie, and start talking and start fumbling over their words, and then they catch you up in your words, and then now you retracting your... No, you don't got to say shit. Send me to my cell. You know what I'm saying? I would see the judge. You know what I'm saying? What you talk to a lawyer? Wait to see what the judge say. I done went through it with the homie. You know what I'm saying? They locked me up for kidnap robbery, which I didn't do, homie. $1 million bail. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know shit. Send me to my cell. He talking about 25 to life. Send me to my cell and shit. I don't got nothing to say to y'all. And they was mad. They mad because you don't got to say nothing. You don't even got to tell them your name because they already got your name.
Right. You some people try to be lawyers. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to these jailhouse lawyers or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You got don't talk about your case when you get in jail because they might send somebody in there to befriend you and talk about your case and all that and all the time. He got a wire on him. You don't say nothing, man, to nobody until you see that lawyer or that judge and see what they're talking about. You know, right. don't That's what motherfuckers get scared. They get scared of all that time. Oh, we got you. We got you this. Oh, you got me. What the fuck you talking to me for then? You know what I'm saying?
Real talk. So how you feel? So how do you feel about the whole, rap and you know the game, like mixed with the rap and things of that nature? Like, how do you feel about that? Like being really from, you know, really really from, you know, the
it's a
homeland.
I got a lot of homies that rap. You know what I'm saying? That come out of Rosecrans NT. I got a little, you know what I'm saying, godson, Boogie from the 8, he a rapper. But most of these rappers that's coming up right now, they ain't never did nothing. You see what I'm saying? They hang around homies that's going to go put in work, that went to go put in work, and they living off they history. You see what I'm saying? Ain't none of these new rappers ain't went on put in no work. They scared to go to jail because there's a lot of enemies in jail. They scared to do that. If they go to jail, they either going to bail out or they going to tell to get out. You see what I'm saying? But 95% of these rappers, homie, that's coming up and talking about the gang shit, guns and money, they ain't did it. I ain't seen them. You know what I'm saying? Because I done did it. You know, I done did it. I done sold crack, sherm, weed, all that. I ain't saw you on the block when I was coming up. You know what I'm saying? Now, they younger than me. I'm a little older. I realized I grew up, you know what I'm saying? I came to my senses because, you know, you got a lot of homies that dry snitch on you, you know what I'm saying? Because you get too big, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, nigga, you could get big with me, but you can't make, you know what I'm saying? Like the book I read, you know what I'm saying? You can't outshine the master. You try to outshine the master, you can't do that. Just eat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm letting you eat. Eat off me, homie, until you get big. Don't get mad at me because I'm making all this money. You still eating, but they get mad because they ain't eating like me. You can't play your position. You play your position, we can go far. And a lot of them was dry snitching, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who, you know, but a lot of them get jealous of you, man, because you get too big, man, and, you know, everybody want to be around you. You know, I was in videos. You know, I was in the Kendrick Lamar video, YG, the game. All that.
Oh, well, okay.
So, you know, I was big in Compton, man, and the police wanted to send me to the penitentiary, but you got to play it smart, too. You can't be stupid and sell drugs. You got to play just like they play. You see what I'm saying? You can't have a whole bird in the house and you sleeping in the trap house. You got the whole bird in the house, think you're going to sell it in one night. The next morning, you sleep. The police hitting the door and the bird is right there. You can't flush all that, man. You got to put it up, homie.
Right.
Just have some out so you can get to it and swallow it. You know, I used to have 10 pills on the night. I could swallow them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, in plastic. You know. Right. Every time you sell out, go back and dig it back up. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
don't have a whole Happy Meal there. Shit, that's what they fuck up at. They think they Scarface, Nino Brown, somebody like that, having the whole shit up in the house, and then when they hit, they don't know what to do. They freeze. You got some misuse now. You know what I'm saying? You can't move. You just froze, and you like, what to do?
The whole body headlights. Shit. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? You got to play it smart, man. But, yeah.
So, how do you feel about the whole Tekashi situation? Like, how do you feel about that, like, from a perspective of, like,
funny thing. Funny thing about it, I had liked it, the little dude. I reached out to him. I DM'd him way back when he was getting into with the homie Slim 400 and YG. You know what I'm saying? I DM'd him. He never hit me back. But, you know, it's out of my hands. You know what I'm saying? That was a New York thing. I just try to reach out to him way back when to give him advice. You know what I'm saying? To give him advice and try to put something in his head to think about. But, you know, I can't get into that. You know what I'm saying? Because he did what he did. You know what I'm saying? So that's not in my lane. That's not my lane to speak up on it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I did reach out to him, though, and I can show you it in his DM. It's like so many weeks ago. You know how when you're in your DM, you go back into it, and it has so many weeks, like 1,000 weeks later. So I did try to reach out to the young cat, man, because, you know, I saw him from the run into that brick wall. He was running into the brick wall. I saw it. when he was getting into with YG and Slim 400, you know, and you know, I could have stopped at that, you know what I'm saying? My reputation, and you know, and I fuck with them. I was in Slim 400, Boston City G's video. I was in YG, Bitch You Broke video. They used to come to the hood. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I could have put a bug in their ear and squashed all that shit. That they could have made money together, but you know, he was too high profile and high gang, super gang banger at a young age. And you know, I saw him running to that brick wall, and that's what he did. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he was, I guess the money got to him, man. You know what I'm saying? He was a very talented dude, you know what I'm saying? But that's not my lane to talk about, you know, about that situation. You know what I'm saying?
I got to keep it. Do you know of WAC 100?
I fuck with WAC, you know what I'm saying? That's the homie. But I,
how like you I feel said, about, you know, that whole situation there?
I can't speak up on that because, you know, WAC got his own, brain, his own avenue, what he planning on, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with WAC. I fuck with a lot of people, homie. You know what I'm saying? But I can't speak up on that. You know what I'm saying? He got his own vision, what he want to do. You see what I'm saying? He the homie. He Paru, but he got his own vision, what he want to do. A lot of niggas don't like his vision. He got a vision, homie, and you got to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's not my lane. It's not my, you know what I'm saying, to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? What he doing, what old boy and that, you know what I'm saying? He got a vision.
Right.
And he don't tell nobody his vision. He got a vision, homie, that try to make him a billionaire or something. You know what I'm saying? Something.
right.
You know what I'm saying? In this game, homie, like the homie Big Y said, homie, and the homie Wacko, when they made that video with Fastlane and all them, homie, Fig Newton, homie, the B and the P ain't for sale.
Right.
You know, the P and the B ain't for sale, homie. But a lot of niggas done sold the B and the P a long time ago.
Right.
They that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but you got to respect the homies that stay solid. Ain't nobody bigger than the program. Ain't nobody bigger than the B. Ain't nobody bigger than the C. But a lot of people think they bigger than the program, and they've been sold it, homie, since the 80s. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't new. You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker say Slick, I got 10 million for you to ride with me, and all the homies is against the nigga, this nigga giving me 10 million cash. Nigga, what you think I'm going to do? It's 10 million. You see what I'm saying? That could feed a lot of motherfuckers that's in my circle, but you know what I'm saying? I can't speak up on WAC situation. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody could speak up on the situation, huh? You know what I'm saying? He doing his thing, and he got a vision, and he probably going with his vision, homie. I can't speak up on it. The last time I talked to WAC, homie, we was at the park. Me and Wacko was at the park, and Wacko put him on FaceTime, homie. You know what I'm saying? And I got in the scuffle and shit, and I had a black eye and shit, you know what I'm saying? From a scuffle, and Wack was like, nigga, you supposed to bob and weed. That's all the last time I talked to him. But that situation, homie, I don't think nobody could really speak up on it. That's, you know what I'm saying, that's in the entertainment game like him. You see what I'm saying? Right. He got a vision.
So how do you feel about like these new age bloggers and things, you know, discussing blood business and things of that nature on public platforms such as Clubhouse and things of that nature?
Say that again.
Like, how do you feel about like bloggers, these new age bloggers talking about like gang business and street business and things of that nature on public platforms like Clubhouse and YouTube?
See, I did an interview with Spider Lope. You know what I'm saying? I did an interview with Spider Lope. He's a Crip. But these new bloggers, they don't come outside, homie. They probably hear stories from their big homies. Right. Or they hear stories from their homies. Oh, we did this, and they try to put themselves in that environment that they was there. They was never around in there. You see what I'm saying? But it's a lot of bloggers, you know, I YouTube surf, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Kev Mac videos really put me on, you know what I'm saying?
Kev Mac, right.
What my Kev Mac videos, he put me on. He showed the world my story. And I got not all the story, you know what I'm saying? And Melly Mel, they come fuck with me, but I got a lot of history and a lot of upcoming because, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Mexican in a black gang, Paru. I'm the only one in my family that's Paru. You see what I'm saying? And, wow. You know, I went to the county as that, you know. But when I go to the county and you talk to the clerk, they ask you what race you are. I always tell them I'm black. You should put that B on my race card. Don't put that H or that M on there. Because, you know, the Southsiders look at that. You know what I'm saying? But these bloggers, I don't know if they want clout or they want viewers. That's what I think they come on here for is viewers. I mean, the like button and see how much money they could get for false information, false stories and all that. You know what I'm saying? But that's the thing to do now. You know what I'm saying? Getting a podcast and going out there and lying about your upbringing or your lifestyle. You know, really somebody, if you only get a troll that will really go into your history and really find out. You know what I'm saying? But ain't nobody going to really go back there and do a background check about your upbringing. You know what I'm saying? They can do it on me. You know what I'm saying? They can do it on me all day long. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm original. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of homies, and by, you know, going on that first interview on YouTube, I had a lot of positive, you know what I'm saying, feedback. You know what I'm saying? And they respect how I came up and kept it solid. You know what I'm saying? I can't lie about nothing that I didn't do. You know what I'm saying? What I did, I'm telling the truth. I can't fabricate none of my stories because I done did it. I've been there. I've been everywhere in the United States selling T-shirts. I saw different ghettos, homie. I saw the Detroit ghetto, Chicago, New York ghetto, Milwaukee ghetto, you know, Florida. I done went to the ghettos. When I was out there, I wanted to go to their ghettos. And y'all ghettos, you know what I'm saying, is way worse than our ghetto. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people from L.A. think we got it bad. No, we don't. You know what I'm saying? Go look at their projects.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They beefing with a nigga right across the street in their projects. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I've been to L.A., and I think it's just different infrastructures, but when I see it, look kind of, you know, it's like a suburb to me because I'm from New York. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying it don't get real. It's real.
Oh, it's real. It's real. It's real everywhere, but it's like, try to walk through the Bronx at night, homie.
Right, that's why I'm from the Bronx. That's a fact.
Come on, homie. I stood in the Bronx for a month, homie. Bronx at night, homie. You don't think a nigga's gonna jump out that darkness, nigga, and try to give you $1.50 because you out of bounds?
Right.
Come on.
Right. Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it.
Come on, dog. I done been in New York, man. I done been in Chicago when them niggas was talking about giving you a pumpkin head, homie. You know what I'm saying? Come on, dog. I done been in Detroit, homie. You know, shit. I done been on 7 mile, 8 mile, all that. Nigga, I saw the craziest shit. Nigga, a 13-year-old nigga driving a motherfucking Monte Carlo on 26s.
Man.
This nigga barely can see over the motherfucking steering wheel. That's his shit. You know, I done saw it, man. I done saw it. And these youngsters, they need to experience that, man. They can't just claim a hood.
Right.
We don't have a hood, homie. We claiming something that would get taken any given time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you got these youngsters out here, man, you got to get a job and buy property, man. You know what I'm saying? In a minute, these white people want their land back, even though they stole it from us, but they want it back. They want to move back. You know what I'm saying? That's why everything going up. They pushing everybody to Palmdale, Lancaster, Hesperia, because these white people want their shit back.
Right.
You know? But youngsters out there, man.
I did a live earlier. It's funny you say you Mexican too. I had a live earlier asking, like, do you think the Bloods are a black gang or is like a mixed gang?
You broke up.
I said, do you think the Bloods are a black gang or do you think it's like a mixed gang for everybody?
The Bloods and the Pyrus is majority black. You get, it's very rare for you get a Hispanic to be from a Crip gang, a Blood gang, or a Pyru gang. But I see a lot of people, because I got a lot of homeboys from a Southsider gang. You got blacks from a Southsider gang. But right. The only difference between, I'm gonna tell you a story between that. You know what I'm saying? So if you go to the county and you Mexican and you carry yourself a certain way, the Mexicans gonna get at you. They gonna show, if you show sign of weakness, the Mexicans are gonna get at you. If the blacks don't have your back, the Mexicans gonna get at you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got to be ready to take off first. You can't let nobody take off for you. If you right. let somebody else take off for you, then that's a sign of weakness. Of a Southsider say something to you, who you supposed to be belong on this side, that's your green light to take off. Kick it off right then and there. You'll get more respect because it's gonna be trouble. Now, of a black goes in there as a Southsider, the Southsiders are automatically going to embrace him.
Wow.
The blacks ain't going to get at him like the Southsiders going to get at me. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
They not going to, the Mexicans is way too deeper than the blacks. So they going to fall back unless a riot kick off and they going to try to get him. But the Mexicans, they're going to embrace him like they wanted of his own. Us. Right. See, like us, see the totally difference between the Southsiders and the blacks. When the Southsiders go up in there, as soon as they hit the dorm or the cell, automatically they get in the care package. They get in a couple of suits, deodorant, this and that. We go in there on the black side, all we gonna get is a motherfucking fist kit. You see what I'm saying? They gonna be like, oh, cuz, all black. I don't know that nigga. I don't know him, so they structure and politics is way different than
right,
ours.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The Mexican's gonna give you a care package, then when you get your store, you put it back in there. So when the next people go in there, my people, the black people, they don't give a fuck if you starving or not.
Right.
Until you get to it's true facts, man. It's true facts. I done been to the county starving downstairs and intake. Trying to get a cell or a dorm, nigga starving, tired of eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and all that shit they give you, you know what I'm saying? And once you go upstairs, you done missed dinner already. So you really starving. You see niggas making spreads and shit. They don't offer you nothing because they don't know you.
Right.
But we supposed to be too black, too strong up in there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But until you get your store, I didn't experience it. Until you get your store, that's when they come. Hey, homie, when did you come up in here? You got a fat store now. Now you eating. Now they want to spread with you.
Right.
But
right.
Now, if you going to the Mexican side, they giving you a care package, homie. You eating just like they eating. They offering you this. You see what I'm saying? You ain't eating no raggedy ass bologna sandwich. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So somebody told me it's more about the hood than the color. Like if you would see a Hispanic or white in a black gang, blood gang, it's more about they hood than their color.
Let me see. From that, when you go to jail?
Well, outside of jail, like if you say you see a Mexican that's, say he's in a blood gang, a predominantly black blood gang, is because he just was brought up in that hood, or he's from that hood.
Oh yeah, you're gonna. It depends. You're gonna, if you grew up in there and you got friends that you came up with, like me, I play sports. You're gonna be from that hood. If you, it doesn't matter if you. don't gang bang and you go out with your homies, or you see, if they see you with the gang members, they gonna label you as a gang member. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So now, if I don't gang bang, but I'm always hanging around at the park with the gang members, with the people I came up with, they already labeled you from that hood. So you don't have no way out. Say if the police come, gang unit come, they're already gonna label you as that member from that hood, no right. matter what. You don't have to gang bang. I just saw it happen. You don't have to gang bang or nothing. They're gonna put you on that jacket. They're gonna lay and have you on that file. Such and such is from Campanella. Such and such is from this hood. You know what I'm saying? They already stereotype you from that hood. So you're not, say we go to the mall and I'm just hanging with the friends I grew up with, but they from that hood, and another rival hood comes and we get in a fight, they gonna beat you up because you was with
right,
them.
Right, right.
It's no win-win situation. So they got to be from that hood. They got to fight with their friends. That's only right. You got to fight with your friends. So now if you fight with your friends, you already labeled. So if now right. you get caught by yourself, you get caught by yourself. That nigga's from, remember him, he was with the Campanellas, but you don't gangbang, but they already labeled you.
They labeled you, that's a fact. That's a fact.
That's how a lot of, that's how a lot of these kids become from a gang. Because they either get shot by a rival gang, or they get beat up by a rival gang because you already labeled. Because they saw you with the gang members.
Right.
So now they become from that gang because they didn't got shot or beat up. Now they want to retaliate. You see what I'm saying? So now that's when they go get put on.
Right.
And let's go back. Because these niggas jump me. That's how it happens all the time.
Because they're gonna put you in a label you from the gang anyway, so you might as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So you really can't hang out with nobody no more. They're gonna label you. You see what I'm saying? They're going to label you. You go to jail. Say you a non-affiliate, but you hang around the Crips. You hang around the Bloods. Or you... Either or, it's going to be like, man, I was just in that dorm. He was with the Crips, so he got to be a Crip.
Right.
Oh, I was in that dorm. He was with the Blood, so he got to be a Blood. So they're already labeling you. You ain't going to just be in one spot. You're going to hit different dorms. You might go to Wayside. You might hit cell living, dorm living. But that nigga that's going with you, and you gravitated to the Bloods, or you gravitated to Crips, and they talking to you, you playing dominoes with them, or you spreading with them, they gonna label, oh, that nigga's a Crip, he was with the Crips. Oh, that nigga's a Blood, he was with the Bloods. See what right. I'm saying? You in a no-win-win situation. You see what I'm saying? So it's yeah, always
see,
a label.
See, that's good that you gave an insight like that, because a lot of people, they say things, but they don't understand that, you know, it's different situations how people can get into these things, you know?
Yeah, then you might be with the Bloods and you hang around, then you catch yourself saying Blood all the time. You with the Crips, and then you don't gang back, but you catch yourself saying Crip all the time.
Right.
You saying it rubs off on you. You know what I'm saying? You pick up their right. lingo, you pick up their slang. You see what
That's
I'm saying?
True.
Now you dressing like them.
Right.
Now you dressing like them. You see what I'm saying? At first you was wearing Dockers, you know what I'm saying? Penny loafers, you know what I'm saying? Polo shirt. Now you wearing, you know, khakis, Levi's, you know what I'm saying? All stars, you know what I'm saying? You pick up on their dress code, you pick up on their lingo, you pick up on their slang, you pick up on the way of talking, the way of walking, you know right. what I'm saying? You know, we got a lot of people that love the Black culture, homie. It's like a fad, you know what I'm saying? They pick up on the dressing. But we don't wear them skinny jeans, though. I don't know where the skinny jeans came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Shit.
Right. So how do you know Big Jake from Campanella Park?
That's the big homie. That's the big homie. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Big Jake.
Rest in peace.
You know what I'm saying? And the other big homie, Primo Chuck, stayed in New York, homie. He died in New York, the homie gangster. Primo wow. Chuck, homie. You know what I'm saying?
That's
he was big out there in New York too, homie, the homie gangster. You know what I'm saying? We call him Primo Chuck. You know what I'm saying? He was a big old dude. He rest in peace too. You know what I'm saying? One of the loved ones. You know what I'm saying? So he stayed in New York for a minute, homie. You ask any Campanella Parks out there from New York, They gonna tell you, the big homie, Primo Chuck.
Damn. How long was you out in New York for? Like how long did you spend out there?
I had, when I was a teenager, I followed Pink Floyd. I followed Pink Floyd from LA to New York. And I get my dates mixed up, you know what I'm saying? It was in 91, 92, one of them, Pink Floyd did Yankee Stadium.
Wow.
That's when the Rockets and the Knicks was in the playoffs, and the Rockets beat the Knicks. That's when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. I did the Puerto Rican parade. I did salsa. I did all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They don't know about the Puerto Rican parade.
No doubt.
You know
no
what
doubt.
I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, I was at the Garden, homie. I was in New York. And then I went back in 94, 95 when I did the inauguration in D.C. We was in D.C., but we flew into D.C. early, and we drove to New York. And when I drove to New York, I met one of the homies on 148th in Amsterdam. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it was Bloods out there already. You know what I'm saying? Nine Trey Gangsters. I'm like, damn, I was out here. Because when I was in the Bronx, homie, I thought I stayed in the Bronx. Yankee Stadium, homie, right there. I was flamed up, homie. I had the red tux on, the gray Ben Davis, and the red Ben Davis shirt with the red C hat. And the cats from New York was like, hey, yo, B, we don't want that gang banging shit out here. I'm like, no, man, I'm out here making money. I swear to God, homie, true story. You know what I'm saying? They were like, yo, B, we don't want no gang bangs. I'm like, no, man, I'm out here making money, homie. I had shirts on me when I do Pink Floyd. And we don't want that Cali shit out here, that red and blue shit out here. I'm like, yeah, already, I understand. I ain't trying to start nothing. I'm out here to make money. Next thing you know, I come back out, they Bloods out there. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? So, hey, that shit was funny as a motherfucker, how he came at, hey, yo, B.
Yeah, that's funny. That's how we talk, too. We always say B. That's a fact.
Hey, and another one. Yo, Famalama. Famalama, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Because you know my slang. You know. Famalama, you always sound like, man, this mother. Hey, homie, we stayed at the Jersey Turn. We stayed at the York Motel off the Jersey Turnpike, homie. And you know these motherfuckers would never take me to Hunters Point, homie. I had to take a taxi to Hunters Point.
Oh, Hunters Point.
You know, nigga, they took me by there one time, nigga. And I was sprung every since. Nigga, we stayed at the motel. I'm like, man, take me to Hunts Point. I was like, no, man, go to sleep, nigga. I call a taxi, nigga. Tell a taxi to wait for me, nigga. I'm not lying, nigga. Shit. You know, back then, nigga, them bras didn't have nothing on. They walk around, nigga. Shit, nigga. I was like a kid in a candy store. Now I could pick whoever I want. Shit. I ain't lying, nigga. I got stories when I was in New York, homie. I got stories, nigga. I got so many stories, man. That's why I say, man, these kids. Man.
Yeah, you was in the Bronx for real.
Man. Hey, you know what tripped me out? What tripped me out too? You know how y'all stores, like y'all candy houses, like the stores right there, homie? I went in the store try to get a Gatorade and some M&M's. And old boy behind the counter was like, no, what you want? I'm like, what you mean? I want some M&M's and Gatorade. He was like, yo, this is only display.
Yeah, oh yeah.
See, they don't know nothing about that. They don't know. I'm like, right. Display? Let me get my display ass up out of here then. You know what I'm saying? See, I didn't catch on because he was like, what do you want? I ain't catching on because I'm like 16, 17 years old. I want a Gatorade and some M&M's.
Oh, you was that old when you was out? You was young.
Yeah. Come on, man.
How long was you out there for?
I stayed in New York for like a month, homie. Stayed there a for month? A month.
Yeah, you was, so that means you was all over the place. Like you was.
I was. I, look, You know, I was back and forth from New York to Philly to Jersey, Chicago, Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? We always went back to New York because we were doing concerts. We were fall concerts. We always went to New York. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's, bootleggers is big out there in New York.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I was out there, homie. I went from L.A.
Yankee
to New York.
Stadium. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Come on, homie. But I was making money, man. That was my thing. You know what I'm saying? I was making money at a young age. I traveled the world. I was on, when we was in Milwaukee, Milwaukee opened the doors for 15th and Center. Oh, my God. 15th and Center, the after hours, nigga. We took all the prostitutes out of there.
That's a real hustle. Like, young people can learn something from that. That's a real hustle.
Yeah, then I did the World Cup. I did the World Cup in Soldier Field, Chicago, homie.
Wow. They don't,
we came back from Chicago. I started selling Christmas trees. Homie, true story. Christmas trees, you know what I'm saying? It's Easter baskets, Valentine baskets, homie. It's a hustle. I caught a lot of game for my New York family out there, homie. My boy Lucky, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my boy Lucky, really from New York, homie. He really taught me the game out there, homie. He really had a scheme. He really taught me how to scheme. If I was homeless and broke, you could learn a lot of shit from the New York cats.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of hustles and schemes, homie.
Yeah.
They got a lot of hustle and schemes out there that we don't even know about yet.
Right. It's real fast. Real fast.
Man. But I was just out there. I think May. I was out there in May. I stayed in Manhattan. I took the family out there. But the homies was calling me, trying to hang with me. But I had my wife and kids and stepkids. We was in Manhattan, Times Square. I wanted to show them the New York life. You know what I'm saying? How New York people is out there. You see what I'm saying? It's night and day out there. Nobody sleeps out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to tell them, if you want to stay up 24 hours, this is the place to be. You know what I'm saying? In New York, Times Square. Oh, they love the Times Square. And then we went on that tour, the bus tour, to see all the boroughs. You know what I'm saying? Queens, Bronx, Manhattan, all them, you know what I'm saying? We went all that shit. We went to Chinatown, too.
Oh, yeah, Chinatown. You can get anything down there.
Nigga, I bought my son and stepson the bootleg Gucci belts. Nigga, that was happy as a motherfucker. Hey, they wearing that shit to this day. They think it's real to the motherfucker, boy. No, man, you get anything from that motherfucker. You can get a whole body from that motherfucker. Shit. God damn it. Shit. Oh, man. They wear them belts to this day, man. Shit.
Real talk.
Man, it was fun out there. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna make another world tour, man. I'm gonna go back again, man. They want me to come back. New York is the place to be, man. It's a lot of love out there.
So how long have you been into the music and things of that nature?
I mean, I've been listening to rap since I was young. You know, N.W.A., DJ Quick, King T. You know, I really didn't. When I came up, homie, I'm gonna tell you the truth. When I came up, when Beat Street came out, My name was Mr. Ice Cool, homie. You know what I'm saying? We used to break dance and all that shit, homie. You know, then we start getting to the hip hop. You know what I'm saying? We start listening to that, to the East Coast rap. You know what I'm saying? I used to watch Rap City. You know what I'm saying? All that. And then Eazy-E came out, King T, the Alcoholics, Quick, MC8, Second to None, all them. You know, it just grew on you when the rap came out, because the rap came out and hit like the crack hit in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? It hit everybody. So, yeah, man.
Did you ever meet Tupac?
No, I never met Tupac. You know what I'm saying? But the little homies that was when they was on that Death Row era, the homies did bodyguarding. You know what I'm saying? Because Suge was, hiring all active gang members that's ready to go. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
That was ready to go. Nigga, you say go, it ain't saying where, you go. He point, you go. That's what they was on. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like who. He point, nigga, you going.
Yeah, I've heard stories about those times.
That's what he wanted, homie. He wanted gang members that was active and didn't give a fuck about going to jail. You know what I'm saying? And these niggas didn't give a fuck about going. They would go. Ain't no, when you say get that nigga, it ain't like why, asking questions. They going. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he wanted. And a couple of the homies from the hood, you know, like Big Jake, you know what I'm saying? He was a big figure in the hood. Just like Mossberg. You know what I'm saying? Mossberg was alive right now. You just imagine how the hood would be right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mossberg was alive. Big Jake and Mossberg was alive. The whole hood probably be on a different level.
That's you know? Man.
So.
Yeah. Cause you know me, I'm not really a fan of rap anymore, but you know, Tupac was, you know, a great influence on my whole, you know.
Oh shit, like Biggie too, nigga. When we was out there, I'm going back to Cali. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Biggie was one of the hard ones. Nas was hard too, homie.
Oh yeah, you know yeah. But you know, I'm from 183rd, so you know, once Tupac said 183rd, then that was it. I was sold.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pac was well loved and respected, just like Biggie, you know what I'm saying? Just like all the fallen rappers that lost their lives on this East Coast, West Coast beef. We all human, homie. We all human.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, I guess the beef is just try to sell a lot of records, homie. You know what I'm saying? But when it came down to it, nobody won, homie.
Right.
Ain't nobody king of the West. Ain't nobody king of the East. Ain't nobody king of the South or the North. I mean, everybody loses at the end over this beef. You know what I'm saying? That so-called beef. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to win. Only thing that's going to hurt is your fans and your kids or whatever.
Right. And that's why I try to tell the people in my head, man, don't get caught up in all of this media stuff, man. People got love for each other, whether the South, the West, the East, people got love for each other. We related. We deal with each other. Don't get caught up with all this stuff, you know, on social media.
Yeah, if you ain't living it, try to be a part of it. Don't try to put your two cents into it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to target on your back, man. You know?
Right.
So, yeah, we lost some real legends, man, in this rap game. We lost Pac, Biggie, Mossberg, Big Jake. You know what I'm saying? We lost a lot of real good people, man, that was really trying to help people accomplish what they wanted to be. But like I said, I just got to say, if I say fuck you right now, I don't give a fuck about this podcast. Fuck yo, now we beefing. You know what I'm saying? Why that, homie? Let's come together. Let's come together and come to the top together, homie. If I can't do it, if you go to the top first, homie, I know I'm coming.
Real talk.
Just wait, homie. If I go to the top, I know I'm. You guys just coming right behind me. You might not be on my level at the time being, but you're gonna get there.
All right. What I always tell people: the same people you see on your way up is the same people you see on your way down.
Yep. But just be patient, homie. You'll get there. You don't got to knock the next nigga. You don't got to kill the next nigga for 10,000. You don't gotta kill the next nigga for 100,000. Cause if you kill him for the 100,000 and you could have made $1 million with him, you spending that 100,000 in a couple of months.
Right.
Now you back broke.
Right.
Now you killed the nigga that you was eating with. Cause he was making a couple of more dollars than you. Come on, homie. We gonna eat together. We gonna like me and my right-hand man, Taboo, homie, we could get money all day. There's no jealousy, homie. And I always felt comfortable that I could get money. When I had my trap house, homie, I was making so much money, I was scared. I was turning down money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he was the only one I could get money with. You know what I'm saying? Like a $500 sale come through the door. He won't say, let me get half. You see what I'm saying? Because it's my turn. We take turns. Right. You know what I'm saying? We in the trap. He won't say, oh, Slick, let me get half of that. He won't say that. Of a $1,000 customer come and want, and it's his turn. He getting that shit. I ain't gonna say, man, let me get half because this is my spot. No, we gonna get money together. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't look at that way. They wanna. What I was doing, see, a lot of people in this game, rap game, drug game, whatever game they in, they don't want to work for it. They want it handed to them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody handing me nothing. I had to work for it to get where I was at. So why would I hand you something and you ain't worked for it? Right. You have to work for it. That's what a lot of people get the game fucked up. They want to, fuck Slick, what the woo woo, this and that. Nigga, come along with me, nigga. Stand on this corner with me.
Right. If I give it to you, you won't learn how to get it back if you lose it.
Yeah, come on this corner with me, nigga. And nigga, and dodge bullets and dodge the police, nigga. I can't just give you the money, and you keep coming back, and I'm giving you money, nigga. You not my hoe, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Come out here and hug the block with me. Just like, I got a story. The homie Sick With It, homie, from New York. He came. See, when all the little homies just come out from New York, from the hood out there in New York, from Campanella, they used to come to my spot. I used to let them stay there. You know what I'm saying? But I tell them, don't sit up under me. Go adventure out in the hood. Meet the homies. Like the homie in the apartments. They on Bahama. They catching phase with the homies. Because the homies stepping at them like, oh, nigga, they ain't bow down. Nigga, they come. Nigga, they going back home with black eyes. Nigga, they didn't put in some work. Nigga, going back home. Like my nigga Sick With It. He rest in peace now, homie. He came out there. I gave him a sack, homie. This what you ain't gonna sit up under me, homie. I ain't gonna keep buying you food, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gonna get this sack, and you gonna work for it, nigga, whatever you want, and get whatever you want. And he fucked up and went back home, homie. And dumped on the police, went to jail, man. Fuck ass police killed him up in there, man. Talking about he hung himself. Ain't nobody gonna hang themselves, man. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Sick With It, man. Rest in peace, Sick With It, man, out of New York, Campanella Park, man. You know, so a lot of homies out there, you know what I'm saying, from New York, rest in peace over this gang stuff, man, out of this Cali gang banging stuff, because we spread it like wildfire out there, man. And they claim in the hoods that they really ain't never seen. I could say some of the homies did come out. A lot of homies from Atlanta come to the hood. A lot of homies from New York come to the hood, to the motherland, to know that they came here. But a lot of people go out there, Yahweh, Atlanta and all that, they don't know the history. They just start a gang just to be popular. A lot of these niggas that left California and moved out of state really ran out their hoods, homie. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And they started the shit. They really got marked out and went somewhere else. They knew they couldn't come back to the hood, but since they from that hood, they want to start it out there, and then now they the big homies out there. You see what I'm saying? But now these niggas come to the hood and get the history on them. Nigga, that nigga got ran out the hood. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's a buster. You know what I'm saying? That's how it really started.
Believe me, I know.
But the homie came out here, homie, and they stood with me. They stood with me in the drug house, homie. They wasn't scared. They was staying in the drug house, nigga. I was selling cocaine 24 hours. I tell them, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Don't take your shoes off, nigga. Sleep with your shoes on. Don't be comfortable.
Real talk.
So everything. You better sleep with them on, nigga. We might have got to run out the back door, hit a couple of gates. Shit, don't get comfortable. Take your shoes and socks off, nigga, because you be running barefooted.
I keep getting harassed about a question about, have you ever heard of the Boom Room?
The Boom Boom Room?
The Boom Boom Room.
On
Avalon?
On San Pedro. Oh, that was a strip club. They talking about the strip club right there on Avalon and El Segundo.
Yeah, across from the street, CVS.
Yeah, see, back in the day, they used to call it Eve at the Dark, homie. That's where everybody used to go rival gangs. If you know, if we beefing with a gang, homie, and we fall up in there, homie, and we ain't that deep and they deep, oh, it's gonna get turned out. Mm. That was called the Eve After Dark, homie. Eve After Dark. Now it's a male strip club up in there now. Right. It's upstairs. It's upstairs. You gotta go upstairs.
So what is the Boom Boom Room?
The Boom Boom Room is on, I think it's on San Pedro, right there on the corner. It's just like a bar, homie. Like a little club, like a little hole in the wall club, like Eve After Dark. You know what I'm saying? But Eve After Dark, that's what they used to call it. That's what everything, you know what I'm saying? We used to meet up there. Gang activity used to be in there. Mm. We didn't give a fuck about no broads up in there. It was gang activity up in there. Yeah, it could be a million bitches up in there butt naked, but nigga, we gang banging. You know what I'm saying? Where you from, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's all it takes. Homie. That's how I really started fighting, homie. Where you from? From Capitol Park. They be like, whoop the whoop, so what? And then nigga say, so what? It's on. You know what I'm saying? Over nothing. If we all bloods and pyros in there, but we fighting, homie. And then after that, homie, it's back to normal again. We just had an activity, you know, gang activity up in there, man. So,
right.
It used to be fights and killings up in there, man. Shit, don't get it wrong. If they talking about Eve After Dark, homie, go upstairs. We go upstairs, and the club was upstairs. It was shit. You fuck around and get stomped out in there.
Wow.
The place. So, what else, man? We need questions. Oh, we need questions.
Well, any good places to eat?
All this shit is watered down now, man. Ain't no real good place. Like M&M's was a good place to eat, R&R, but it's like they got so much. They make so much food and they don't put the seasoning right, homie. They don't cook it right. Like back in the days, like when, you know, like the South, I was in New Orleans, homie, at Anita's, homie. Anita's had it popping in New Orleans. I did the Essence in New Orleans, homie. That motherfucking line was around the corner, down the street, almost to the Superdome, homie, to get up in that place at Anita's, you know, our Two Sisters. No, I'm talking about Two Sisters in New Orleans. Two Sisters. Right in the hood. Talking about Two Sisters. Anita's was cool too. That was on Tulane. But Two Sisters was popping. It ain't like that Southern. We need that Southern. That authentic soul food. Yeah. Out here, they starting to water it down, man. They starting to, I guess they make too much of it and they just want to push out the food. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how it is in New York. Yeah.
Yeah. This time I couldn't find no good place to eat out of New York, man. We was just eating motherfucking pizza all damn day.
Right. That when I came out to LA, that's what I was eating, pizza. That's what I was eating.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, man. To these kids, man, think before you join a gang, man. Think. Right. Use your brain. Follow your dreams, homie. I know you got dreams. Follow them. They will come true. You know what I'm saying? Gang banging and you having a dream is not going to come true. You know? It's not going to come true. Your dream is going to be in that cell, that four-man cell, the two-man cell, nigga, and you watching another nigga shit. You smelling his shit in farts. You watching another nigga piss. You got rules and regulations in there. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take a shower, nigga. So you shower on like 20 motherfuckers at one time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The water is damn near knee high. You know what I'm saying? Because it got different tiers coming to that same shower and it's flooded. And you stepping in other motherfuckers' dirtiness, you know what I'm saying? You know, before you get in the shower. So, Shit, you don't want to see another nigga nuts hanging. And they looking at you. You looking at them. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that, man. You don't want that living. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to wake up next to another nigga farting and shit. Another nigga stinking. You don't want to wake up to that, man. Just go to school, man. Get a good education, man. Stay in school, learn them ABDs, get a good job, support your family, buy property, you know, and be something, man. A reputation of a gang member is nothing.
Real talk.
It's nothing. You know, because you're gonna try to have me. I might have a youngster try to knock my head off, want me to earn some stripes.
Right.
But right. he's not gonna get paid for killing me. You're not getting paid for killing the next man.
Right.
That reputation only goes so long until somebody tell on you. Now you in jail doing life. Right. You know what I'm saying? With a celly. You know what I'm saying? And all this, and it's not worth killing the next person of a color, man. You can't kill nobody over a color, homie. Live your life. Follow your dreams, man. Live out your dreams, man. Go places. Like, I've been places, but I couldn't parlay at them places because I was always making money.
Right. You know
what I'm saying? I couldn't parlay. I was always making money, and we was out of there the next day, hitting the next state, the next day, do this. The only reason why we still in New York, because we had a lot of events, the Puerto Rican parade, we had Salsa, we had the Rangers, we had the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? So come on, man. You know, this that fast money, you can lose it just as fast as you made it. You know what
I mean, the slow million better than the quick 100.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Get that work for that pension, man. These kids right now, or these adults right now, man, I stress this, man. Get life insurance, man. If you're going to gang bang and you got kids, get life insurance, man. Because God forbid if you get killed or you get in an accident, something tragic happened to you, they won't have to have no barbecue. They won't have to sell no dinner plates.
GoFundMe.
No GoFundMe, man. Yeah. Your kids will have something to fall back on if you get a good life insurance policy, man. You know what I'm saying? Leave you. If you're going to gang bang and do something stupid, get some life insurance and leave your kids something, man.
Right.
That's the least you could do for your kids, man. Right. Don't leave them nothing and depending on the next man or depending on their boyfriends or to take care of them. If daddy want to be an idiot or hard head and go out there and gang bang and run the streets and go to jail or with this and leave their kids behind, leave them something. Get some life insurance.
Yeah.
That's all I'm talking about. You know, real
talk.
You know,
that's the realest thing I've heard.
Get some life insurance, because I got life insurance on me. One of these idiots, I got $1 million life insurance on me. I'm gonna leave my kids something. You know what I'm saying? Shit, live your life. Shit, if I want to go out there and do something stupid, I got $1 million life insurance on me. You know, so my wife sell life insurance. So if y'all need life insurance, get at me. For real, real talk, man.
But real talk.
I see a lot of my homeboys, and when my wife got her license to sell life insurance with Primerica, and I would go tell them, you know what I'm saying, get life insurance. You got kids now. You got to. Oh, I don't want to leave my baby mama no money, nigga. It's not leaving your baby mama no money, idiot. It's leaving your kids.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn.
That's crazy.
Your kids is just gonna grow up with nothing. You can put it in a trust fund when they turn 18, 19. Nigga, they could go buy a house off of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is what my dad left me. I'm tired of seeing the young you get put on a t-shirt or making cardboards out of you and standing you up at a repass. No, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the most stupidest thing. Don't put no motherfucking cardboard out of me. You put me on no motherfucking t-shirt.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, what you want to me? Remember me and help me take care of my kids then, since I'm gone. Since y'all want to do that, you know what I'm saying? So,
Amen. So
I don't know, man. Just get life insurance if you want to go out there and gang bang and do some shit, dumb shit. Get life insurance. That's the least you can do, you know.
With that said, where can people contact you if they could? Any platforms? What you are doing? What you got coming up? Anything like that?
Yeah. I'm doing another, they coming out to me. They coming out. Cause you know, they paying me to do these interviews now. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate this, man. I didn't know that. I appreciate
it. Yeah. They reaching out and it's like, you know, so they paying me to do, like, you know, Spider Loke looked out for me on his podcast and Marcos on Cinemills TV looked out. Kev Mack looked out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do another podcast with Big B-Rat from Inglewood, November 13th. You know what I'm saying? He coming to the house. He coming to the ranch because, you know, I got a ranch. I got horses, pigs, and goats.
Oh, what? I ain't know that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta you gotta do your research, homie.
I definitely do.
I got horses in the back. I got horses, pigs, goats, and dogs in the backyard, homie.
Wow, you know what I'm saying? That's
I got a whole ranch in the backyard in Compton.
Wow.
In Compton, homie. So it's all, you know, you gotta a lot of these. Let me say something else. You know, you got to get you a strong woman. I don't care if she's black, Mexican, white. You got to get a strong woman to have your back. Because most of these cats, most of these dudes out here do not trust a woman. You see what I'm saying? Right. You got to trust somebody.
Right.
You got to trust somebody that's going to have your back. Because you show trust this hood right when you go to jail. See, accepting them collect calls. You know what I'm saying? if I didn't meet her, homie, I probably still would be selling drugs. I'll probably be in the penitentiary right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, she encouraged me to get a job. You know, I do construction now. I've been doing construction for 6 years now. I get paid $37 an hour, homie.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. 37. My checks every week like $1,700 a week. You know what I'm saying? So that just pacified the drug gang.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't gotta sell drugs. You know what I'm saying? I got a job. I can file taxes now. I got a pension. I got medical. That's what I'm saying, man.
Amen.
You don't get none of that from gang banging.
Nope. No retirement plans. No, none of that.
Nothing. None of that. You don't get that. So like I said, I keep stressing to the youth, man. You guys are our future. You guys, the youth is our future now. So we got to protect our youth and change their mind thinking from wanting to gang bang, wanting to go rob a bank. It ain't hard. Just stick with it. It might be hard. It was hard for me to convert from selling drugs to getting a job. It was real hard. I'm not going to lie to you. I was fighting with myself every day. You know what I'm saying? Every day until I start getting them checks in and I start falling back. That's what it is, man. So you could collect when you retire, homie. I wish somebody would have told me this when I was 18, 19 years old. Let's get this construction job. You know, I'd have been on my way to retire right now.
Yeah.
I'm 44 years old now, man. I've been working 6-7 years. I can't retire till like I'm 65, 70 years old.
I say that a lot. If I would have known, if somebody would have told me these things earlier. But now, you know, we can tell the youth, we can do that now for the youth, you know.
I done did it. I experienced. Nigga, the big homies was giving me dope sacks.
Right.
They wasn't giving me no application to fill out or helping me fill out a cap application. Huh. Take this and bring me this back. Right. I was making it so fast, I got sprung on it. That's what they want you to do, get sprung on that fast money.
Yeah, that lifestyle is like a drug itself.
Low riders. Once you start making a lot of money, man, you could be the ugliest motherfucker in the world, and all the pussy is coming straight to you because you're making money. They want to be seen because you're making money. They want to go out. They want to be the life of the story. They want to go to club. You know what I'm saying? Your name is already ringing bells out there, like Secret Sundays in L.A., man. Man, I used to go to Secret Sundays every Sunday, man. I never used to stand in the line because of my name and my reputation in the streets. They used to put me on stage on Secret Sundays, man. You know what I'm saying? Strip club, you know what I'm saying? But it's not worth it. All that could get wiped out from you in a blink of an eye, man. Blink of an eye. It could get wiped out. And your legacy is, oh, that was the homie. That's your daddy right there. That was your daddy. They looking at you at your headstone. You know, they telling stories about you. I want to tell my own story.
Real talk.
You know, I don't want nobody to tell a story, but I want to tell my story, how I came up and how I made it out there. I don't want nobody else to tell, oh, Slick was this. Oh, yeah, Slick was down. He was a hustler. He was this. And I don't want nobody else to tell that. I want to tell it. You know what I'm saying?
And life goes on, man. It keeps going.
And they're going to forget about you. They're always going to speak on you for so long, homie, all the dead homies. Oh, on Mossberg, they're going to lie on your name. On Mossberg, and man. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Let this man rest in peace. Stop bringing his name up in the argument on the dead homies. Half of these motherfuckers say on the dead homies, you didn't even know him.
Right. Real talk. Real talk.
But yeah, man. Yeah, that's all I want to say to you, man. You guys are our future. Make something, man. You could be the next president, man. You could be the next engineer. You could be the next black person going out of space. You know what I'm saying? You could accomplish a whole lot that we didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to catch up on my lifestyle. I'm still trying to live out my dream. I just came back from Costa Rica, homie. I'm still trying to travel and live my life, you know? So just live your life, man. Just do good, man. You know, because if you don't do good, you're going to mind somebody. You're going to mind somebody. Right. You're going to mind somebody. So
I appreciate this, man. This was a dope interview, man. I learned a lot. I appreciate your time. I know yep. You're busy. You do a lot of things. And I appreciate this, for real.
Yeah. Anybody want to hit me, man? Talk to me one-on-one. Y'all can hit me up on Instagram, Slick Nella Lil Eddie, and I could try to give you some encouragement. I could try to lead you the right way. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do. I want to go in these juvenile halls and talk to the youth. They pay me to go to different cities to talk to these youth. I'm coming. Right, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming. And I'm going to tell you the real. I'm going to hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? You might not want to have it, but you got to have your feelings hurt to get on the right track. You know what I'm saying? It's not putting you down or doing nothing. It's lifting your spirits up. It's picking you up. It's making you stand straight, nigga, with your head high. Not always walking to the head down. You gotta lift it up high, man. You're somebody. Right. Don't let nobody ever tell you that you're nobody. You're somebody. Because right. Once you make
sometimes
it big,
you gotta, you know, destroy the illusion to build the reality. You know.
Yeah. You just gotta follow your dream. All my youth. Kids, little girls, I don't care if you black, white, Mexican, purple, green, follow your dreams. You know, don't let nobody tell you can't do it, because you can do it. Just because we didn't do it and somebody telling you can't do it, you can do it. You could change the history of this gang banging. You could change the history of this racial stuff. You know what I'm saying? You could change the history of the racial thing. That's the big thing in America right now, is racial slur and all that, this gay stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can change it. You know what I'm saying? I get along with everybody. I love everybody, man. You know, I'm too old now to hold grudges. Don't hold no grudges. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to talk to the person. You don't have to put him down. Just don't hold no grudges, man. You don't have to hold no grudges. Don't hold no grudges. It's peace in the world. Yeah, but I'm cool. Anything else, homie? You say I'm done. They can hit me up. You know what I'm
saying? I'm good. I appreciate that.
Salute. Anytime.
So salute, wrong kind. Appreciate y'all. Salute. Appreciate everybody. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all next time. 6 p.m. I'm here every day.
Yep.
Another one.
Salute. We out. We out.
Get out of here.